Well, five researchers from universities around Australia are the 2022 recipients of the Australian Academy of Science Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Science Award. And one of those is Dr. Jordan Pitt. He joins us today from the University of Adelaide. Hello, Dr. Jordan.
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, now congratulations, firstly. How do you feel about winning this science award?
I'm very honoured to receive this award. There's lots of other great Indigenous Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander scientists who've received it, so I'm glad to be in such good company and be recognised as well. I think that's important that the Academy's recognised the work that we're doing.
Yeah, now tell us a bit more about the award. What do people have to be, doing in order to be nominated for this award?
Yeah, so the award's quite broad in that it recognises both physical and biological sciences as well as sociocultural research in social science and humanities. But you have to be an early career or mid-career researcher, essentially, who is Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, or a PhD student as well.
Yeah, now what research were you awarded for?
So I am an applied mathematician, which can be a bit scary for some people, but essentially what my problem is I'm looking and studying at the sea ice that forms particularly around Antarctica. So the surface of the ocean during winter is cold enough for it to freeze and it forms sea ice. So that's kind of interested in studying the interaction between that sea ice that forms and ocean waves to improve climate models.
Yeah, now, what should Aboriginal people take these science, technology, engineering, math paths? Yeah, why should Aboriginal people, become a scientist?
Yeah, okay. So I think maybe I've listened to Corey Todd, too much of Deadly Science, but we're some of the first scientists in the world, the Indigenous people, our mob. So that's very good, and I think we're just following along with that tradition. And although kind of there's been systemic and structural barriers to us being involved in the science community more broadly, we've been doing it anyway. I think it represents a lot of opportunity for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, as well as just people more broadly, to be skilled in science, technology, engineering, and maths. It's some of the most in-demand jobs you can possibly get. Is in those fields. So I think it's just an extraordinary amount of opportunity that we're all very capable of doing. I'd like to see more of us doing it.
Yeah, and I suppose one of the most famous ones is David Unipon on the $50 note.
Yes.
Yeah. So who knows, maybe you might be on a note in a few years' time. Never know.
Getting rid of notes, right? That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, Jordan. And I suppose, for people perhaps thinking about going to university, becoming a scientist or mathematician, what would you say to them? What words of encouragement would you have?
Yeah. So I do understand, obviously, the systemic and structural issues we face when coming into this area. But I do want to let people know that or at least all the universities that I've been to have a Indigenous support group there that is there to facilitate and help students, particularly the ones that have to travel or live, move to a different state to study. So that support's there, and certainly role models such as myself, and without dobbing anyone else in, some others, are very happy to guide and talk to anyone that's willing to reach out to us. So we all want everyone else to succeed, and we want more of us here. That's all. Every conversation I've ever had is around that. So look, we're here to support you and bring you in, and we want to see you achieve your best in STEM.
Yeah. Okay, Jordan. Thank you very much for joining us today here on Noongar Radio.
Thanks.
Okay, bye for now. And there we go, that's Dr. Jordan Pitt joining us on the phone there from the University of Adelaide. Now, he's one of five researchers from universities across the country, recipients of the Australian Academy of Science, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Science Award. It's The Drive here on Noongar Radio.